Well, good evening, gentlemen. So here's a news item about Femon's complaining yet again. Is that all they ever do? Well, basically, yes. But these are younger Femons. These are Femons at school. So you see, they're training to be activists already. And they're kind of protesting about the length of the skirts they got to wear. You know, Femons and laws and regulations doesn't apply to them. Males, yes, of course, but not them. But they're complaining that the skirts have to touch the knee at this school. And as we all pretty much know, Femons at school like to yank their skirts up all the time. What I mean is, they roll it up at the top, don't they, to make them shorter. I got on a bus once and it stopped outside a school, and all the school kids got on. And most of the Femons looked like they were going out for the night. They'd had all their blouses unbuttoned and their skirts yanked way up. This was kind of embarrassing for me and I almost got off the bus. But that's what these Femons are complaining about, because they can't yank their skirts up. Because the school has sent some Femons home because they've yanked it up above their knee. And of course, who would be backing them up? Well, the single mothers, generally speaking. Because we've all seen Femon mothers promote their daughters, haven't we? Even the very young Femons. They put piles of makeup on them and put them in these beauty pageants. They're basically trying to sexualize their children. But here's a picture of them protesting. So let's take a look at the signs, see what they say. The first one says, "Our skirts should not be more important than our learning." Well, that's right. Then the skirts could be down by the ankle, or down halfway up the shin. Wouldn't matter, because you're there to learn, right? But these Femons aren't thinking about learning, they're thinking about yanking their skirts up. So that's a complete and utter lie. Deception, you see. So what about the other sign? Gender equality. We are all equal. Well, that's a complete lie and we know it. We're living in a gynocentric society, where Femons are more important than males, and they're entitled. So that sign is another lie. But they don't mind lying and deceiving just to get their own way. And I hope the school stays firm on this and enforces the law like they've been doing and sending Femons home who break the school laws. The trouble is with these young Femons, they can't wait to pile on the makeup, pull their skirts up, can they? And yet the real reason they're actually at school is to learn. But obviously the Femons want to sexualize the school environment as well. They truly are, even when they're young. One-trick ponies, aren't they? Anyway, let me know what you think, guys. I'll put a link to the news item down below. You take it easy now. I know I will. I have to. Doctor's orders. And sorry for my mic popping a bit there. I've had to take the spit guard off because the bracket holding my microphone is broken and it's hanging in mid-air. I've ordered a new one. Let's hope it'll arrive before I pop off, so to speak.